This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is more rain in the forecast this week for eastern Kentucky. The National Weather Service has one of those hazardous weather conditions warnings on its forecast page. At least 37 people are known to have died so far after about a foot of rain fell last week. Many more are still unaccounted for in the flooding that followed. Hundreds of homes are damaged, if not destroyed, and people are just starting to figure out what to do next. Flood insurance is one of the main ways that people rebuild and recover financially after a flood. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, not many people have it.
Very few people in the U.S. have flood insurance.
In the country, we only have 4 out of 100 homes covered by flood insurance.
Paul Huang is with the Federal Insurance and Mitigation Administration, which is part of FEMA. He says in all of eastern Kentucky,
we only have a couple hundred policies
total, which means most people whose homes were damaged or destroyed in the last week probably won't be covered.
This is very typical of inland communities that face these sudden, tragic flood events.
Mark Friedlander is with the nonprofit Insurance Information Institute.
Even though we're seeing more weather events that are causing significant flooding in inland communities, we have not really seen much of a change in terms of the percentage of homeowners who have flood coverage.
People are only required to have flood insurance if they have a federally backed mortgage and live in a FEMA flood zone, or if they've already received FEMA assistance for previous flood damage.
But when FEMA maps the flood risk, they do not usually include rainfall-related flooding.
Carolyn Kuski is with the Environmental Defense Fund.
So you have people who didn't realize that they were at risk of flooding now getting flooded.
And if they don't have flood insurance, they're pretty much on their own. Regular insurance won't cover water damage, and there's very little federal aid.
People need to know, if you don't have flood insurance, your mortgage is at risk.
Former FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says at this point, it doesn't matter where you live. Your home could flood.
The climate's already changed. Even if you eliminated all greenhouse gases today, what has happened is already in motion.
In the short term, he says, one of the best ways to build resilience is to get more people to buy flood insurance. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.